time to get up. It's time to get out.
Get it done.
Get it done.
It's time to get uncomfortable.
Let you get uncomfortable with it. You know? You know what I mean? Time to get uncomfortable.
Good morning, good early morning, comfort killers. I'm a little raspy today because it's about 5:48 in the morning. That's what it is about business. I kind of like changed my mind. You know, if you feel like sleeping for an extra 30 minutes, why not? It's your own thing. It's you control your life. That's what it's about. So I decided to there's a scheduled episode that I wanted to drop this week. It was a featured episode with Utam R. Maraz. He's out in England, and we had a very powerful talk a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to schedule it to come out today, but instead you're hearing me. You're hearing my raspy voice, and I decided to change it. And it's okay. You could change things, you know. And that's what this life is about. It's like we should be able to change up at will and say, you know what, I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. It's me. It's my life. But, you know, the values behind that change is still intact. You know, like, because if you see me and I'm like, you know, I just feel like going to the casino. And there would be an unethical thing behind that. Because as you know, here's the ultimate test. The ultimate test is going to be, Stace, you're going to walk in the casino and it doesn't have control over you. And I believe it really doesn't have control on, because it was a biological sensation, somatic, like my muscles moved, like I was a zombie. My muscles moved to the beat of the paycheck and then the queue and then the casino. Like it was like, I wasn't even there. I couldn't even think. Okay. So, but things change. Like today, I set my alarm for 4:30 and I woke up at 5:30. Okay. And it's okay. You know, I believe so. But I'm hard on myself. You got to understand, you know, sometimes I'll go back and I'll be like, like I really wanted to wake up at 4:00. But it's okay. And that's what this episode is leading up to. It's you set values for yourself. You distinguished who you are as a person. It's okay. You know, I ate Laffy Taffy's last night. I'm currently in ATL, baby. The last time I was in ATL was about a couple months ago. I, you know, met up with Martin Matthews, the Wealth Wave financial literacy guy, all about money. He spoke about the American dream, and now I'm back again here, back in the ATL. And I am met for the first time, a young gentleman named Theolonius C. Jones. Theo C. Jones, TheoloniusCJones.com. And this guy is a real estate investor. He's 29 years old. He started real estate at 23 years old. And I just, you know what, I said, you know what, I gotta come do it. And the thing with me is that action speaks louder than words, right? Action speak louder than tweets. Action speak louder than Facebook messages. Action speaks louder than everything. So, you know, some people, and I love his action too, because I'd be like, all right, I want to come interview you. I want to come check you in Atlanta, and I'll be there the 14th, you know, and he's like, okay. Like, there was no shifting of calendars, big booms, telling me no, telling me, oh, we got to think about this, you know, sending me the Facebook message with the, hey, you know, maybe we shouldn't do it. And, you know, because we change our minds a lot. And it's okay. And the reason why I started off with the saying, it's okay that, you know, me personally, you know, I set my schedule for 4:30. I got back in last night, yesterday. We shot all day. I landed here at roughly about 12:30. I met up with him. I ate a quick bite, and I met up with Theo at 2:30. And then we just recorded all day. And it's so awesome because it's documentary style. Documentary style. And I wanted to get, let me see if I can give you guys a piece of that. I know you can't see the video. This is a podcast, of course, but I could definitely let you hear some of the things that's going to come out on the documentary. See, we're not sitting together in front of a desk just talking really. We're not doing that. We're pretty much out and about. He's driving in a Buick, right? He picks me up in a Buick, and he has a great story on why he has a Buick. But I definitely want you to hear a piece, and hopefully it comes through. And check this out. This is Theolonius C. Jones.
Right, you know what I mean? So it's like I'm sitting down with a notepad, so when people flake out on me, I'm like, dude, you don't know what the hell I just did to make myself available for that thing. But it goes back to people don't respect their own time.
Damn,
when you don't respect your own time, you don't respect money.
Period.
I don't care what anybody tells you. If you don't respect time, you don't respect money, because they're both the same damn thing.
Oh, man.
So
you just said it, man.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate situation.
That was Theo. He's talking about, you know, people flake on the consulting tip. And I have it too, where, you know, I will open my calendar to a lot of people, and some motivation allow them to click the button and click in there and say yes. And then it comes on my calendar, and I prep for it. It's not like, oh my God, I got a call with Sarah, and I'm just making up a name. I got a call with Sarah at 10 o'clock. No, because what my calendar does is block out about 15 to 30 minutes before that 10 o'clock. So really at 9:45, 9:30, I'm prepping for our call. I'm prepping to talk to Sarah. I'm making questions. And that's what he's saying. He's really involved in that call. And then when the call comes, that person flakes out. That person doesn't exist. That person's not there. That person don't want to be talked to. That person doesn't want to invest in themselves. And what he said in that is very true. Like, the person doesn't respect time, and therefore they don't respect money, because time is money. And I totally agree. And you'll get a bunch of nuggets in that episode. And I should have it before Grant Cardone TV. But it's so, like, real. It's so, like, it's so like lifestyle entrepreneur, like gutter, where's my money on a daily basis, this is what I do in Atlanta real, that I might have to just turn this into a full feature, because it's just that much. And what I wanted to say was that how could people flake out, but there's something inside of them that are allowing them to be scared. See, and I use it in the same breath. I'm saying, this morning I set my alarm for 4:30, and I kindly moved that bitch to 5:30. I didn't want to, you know, and it's because I feel like, you know what, I'm recording all day again today, right up until I go on the jet, right back on the bird flying to Philly. So I know I have a long day, and I should have gotten an early start, 5:30, and I just jumped on this podcast, which you're listening to now. But if this happens frequently throughout my setting a time up, and I start to take a self-assessment, that word came up so many times yesterday, and then I'm noticing myself, and I'm honest with myself, that says, you know what, yeah, that one time I switched up, And I woke up at 5:30 instead of 4:30. That was only one time. I'm easy. Okay. I got back on track. I'm back. I'm not derailed. Right. Because you know what we're doing? We're building automatic behaviors, but the automatic behaviors could also be reverted back to bad habits, bad discipline, bad behavior with how many quote unquote times that you slip and get derailed, really. Or you could take in a self-assessment and say, you know what? Oh man, out of like 30 days, you know, 18, 20 of these days, I said I was going to do something and I didn't do it. That's one of these automatic self-assessment things that you need to do at the end of each week. You need to really take a stock of, hey, what work have I put into? What excuses have I made? What did I do, or what didn't I do that I said I was going to do? These are the type of things that shows the universe and shows yourself. Doesn't even need to go in anyone else. You don't owe anyone anything, really. No excuses. If you get up at 5:30, I don't care why. You know, you should know why. But these are the type of things that'll make you grow. And just that self-awareness is everything. To know that, hey, no one has to tell you, right? No one has to tell you that you're off track, because you're already beating yourself up in the background like, man, I'm totally gone. I'm off course. Because you're taking these self-assessments. So those are the questions you ask at the end of the week. Have I done everything that I set out to do every day this week? And that goes with those little thoughts. Man, I should go to the gym today. You just said it. That's a thought. That's something that's real. It's in your universe. It is now a part of your tangible being. It is out there. And that's why those crazy negative thoughts are not good, because you put them out there. They're there. They're part of your reality now. They're part of your universe. So if you have that thought that says, hey, listen, I want to do something. I want to do this one thing, and you don't do it. Oh, man. Or you don't even recognize it. Oh, man. You know, so ask your questions. Have I done everything that I said, that I set out to do this week? And then another question that you could ask yourself is, and this is what we just spoke about, How many times didn't I do what I said I was going to do? Where's the stats on it? Where's the measurement on there? Because you know how many hours are in a day. You know how many hours are in a week. You know how many days are in a week. You know how many days are in a month. So you could really stat this and plot it down on a chart. And what I started doing, Comfort Killers, I got some graph paper. And I started laying out my life on graph paper, because it's not about the word I'm looking for. It's not about guessing anymore. Like, I want to take the guessing out, and I want to have like these statistical data and results that I'm able to say, you know what, man, I'm dangerous right here. You know, I'm going down right here. Oh man, look at this one. This incline, this means power. And what I do is apply a formula to the stat. So if you want more information about that, email me, Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. Email me at Stacy@thecomfortkillers.com. And I'll tell you, you know, how to build your life of stats, baby. So you're not guessing anymore. You're not wondering. You're not like, oh man, am I doing the right thing? You know? You're actually doing something. So another question that you could ask yourself at the end of the week is, because you have results and you're looking at the stat book, you know, did my results mirror my action? Okay. Like, did you get any results? And I know some results, if you try to plant seeds, you're not going to get the fruits like bearing off of the tree yet. You're not going to get that. Some of these things are longer. But do my results mirror my action? So if you look at results, you know, people don't even think about it, but you know, results are like anything, like feelings, right? That's the result of something, how you feel. So people always look at, oh my God, do I have the money? Money is a result. I'm not gonna lie. Money is a result. Wealth is a result. All right. Feelings, that's a result. All right. Action. That's a result. Like, what actions are you putting in? That's a result. Like, because you have to have energy, which is a result. Where did your energy come from? Okay, it's a result of something, right? So money, wealth, feelings, behaviors, that's a result. Like, are you feeding yourself the goodness, the continual good habits, like holistically, you know? So if you feel good, if you're energetic, you know, if your behavior is positive, then you had a great week. Even if you're not seeing like the tangibles, like, you know, the wealth, the money, you know, you can't just focus on that, even though we're focused on that. Do you understand? I hope you understand that one. You can't just focus on seeing the wealth and money, because some things take a little longer to, when you plant the seeds, man, it takes a little longer to germinate inside the mud, inside the dirt, inside where you are right now, your current situation. When I started, I was in debt. I was negative, man. I was My overdraft fees, like, I went back and I looked how much I paid in overdraft fees alone, and the situation was real dismal. I mean, it was, like, minus, I would say, like, over the course of since I was gambling, I would have to pay, like, man, like, at least $10,000, no lie, in overdraft fees, because that was a part of the game. Now, when I got out of the game, when I got out of that life, when I got out of that zombie world, of course, the roller coaster, I got off the ride that I was on for 9 years. Now, being on a ride for 9 years, of course, you're going to feel a little doozy and sick, and the results aren't going to be there. You're still going to have the same effects as being on that roller coaster. You can't just hop off of a ride that you've been on for 9 years and not feel any residual effects of it. You're not, okay? So I understand where you're like, I don't have money or wealth right now. Yeah, but you're building it each time, each grind, each thought, right? These positive thoughts, you're building it. And that's what I had to get to come to understand. Like, you know, I got off the roller coaster a week, 2 weeks later, a month later, I was like, yeah, I did it. But then I was like, where's the results? I should be rich now. No, I shouldn't. I should take the lessons and learn from that. And move on. Okay. So that's some of the questions that I want you to ask yourself. It's all about getting uncomfortable though. And here's the best part of it all is that our newsletter is open to anyone that wants to be comfort killers. Right now, you can subscribe to our newsletter. Jump on thecomfortkillers.com. That's thecomfortkillers.com, thecomfortkillers.com. And while you're there, check out all these articles, premium articles. Check out this podcast and other, if you haven't already. I mean, if you have, there's no need for you to go back, but you can go back. That's the thing. Like, there's no need for me to get up at 4:30 today, but I didn't. You know, but I want control over my life, but I'm not going to kill myself over it either. And I'm not any less like a comfort killer if I didn't get up at 4:30 versus 5:30, right? You know, and that's what I want to teach you guys. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm on this planet. That's why I'm on purpose, is to show you, to tell you, to teach you, to explain to you, to be with you, you know, while you're getting uncomfortable, to think better, act better, live better. That's my mission. My mission is to teach millions, baby. And by that, by just you listening and you checking out the article and you sending me an email and you filling out the forms or you contributing or you purchasing any of our products, the 2017 War Plan is out now. It's a $50 product. The damn thing is, should be about $2,000. You want to talk about stats? You want to talk about putting things down? Don't overlook products from people that are growing, okay? Don't do it. You know, you got people that run. I mean, I watch some of these people. They run, okay. They run to something, someone else, because they have, you know, this. They have this Instagram picture with money. And we talk about that too. They just show their blackened fingernails because they didn't take a shower and the $100 bills. And you're like, oh, give me that product. And you jump on their webinar. But the people that actually have the clues inside their growth, like, there's history here. Like, you could go back to the first article, friend. Don't you guys do that? Here's a nugget. Like, if you want to see the journey, and I love journeys, so you want to be inside the journey with people and watch them. This is how you find them. Like, I went to Gary V's website, and on his blog page, I went all the way back to, like, page number one when he started that blog. When you know, Snapchat wasn't even Snapchat yet. So I got to see what he was saying as in that early period, listen to what he was doing, observe what he was doing, and check out every post what he was doing. So how many times a day did he post? When did he post? You know what I mean? Like, you could actually go back in my history and check that out. Because there's some people with very big gaps in their history. Like, what were you doing there? Okay, so if I say that I came to you and I come to you since February, I've been putting this down, I've been having October, since October 2015, October 2015, I've been doing the Get Uncomfortable podcast. In February, I stopped everything. Like, I shifted my life. You could see that. I suggest that people that you get real about who you're dealing with when it comes to this life. You know, it's not all about being fancy and flashy for the time being. That's it's all good. But what are these guys feeding you, man? What are they telling you to do? All right? We're telling you to get uncomfortable, to live better, to think better, to act better. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name, and you're listening to Get Uncomfortable. It's Thursday. It's about 6:09 a.m. right now. By the time you get up, you got this in your box. But here's the deal. I want you to check me out and subscribe to the mailing list on the website, thecomfortkillers.com. Do that for me today. Let me know when you've done it. You send me an email, Stacey@thecomfortkillers.com. Peace.